Yeah, this is Dr. Schneer dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry report on Kevin Grant. This goes to the VA. On 4/17/24, Mr. Grant performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. Without significant airways obstruction period, the air velocity index was 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was slightly less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was improvement in flow rates period, paragraph impression, minimal restriction without significant airways obstruction with minimal bronchoreactivity or improved effort after bronchodilators period. Next, 6-minute walk test on Francis, F-R-A-N-C-E-S, Stimson, S-T-I-M-S-O-N. This goes to Jada Butler, FNP. On 4/17/24, Mrs. Stimson performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the rumor saturation was 97% period. Patient walked 310 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 95% period. And paragraph impression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on C.B. Ramey. That's initials C.B. Ramey. This goes to Dr. Galthier. On 4/17/24, Mr. Ramey performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There was a minimal impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period. New paragraph impression, a minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Veronica Dagan, D-E-I-G-H-A-N. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 4/17/24, Mrs. Dagan performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 or FVC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was a poor effort period. The paragraph compared to a prior study dated 1/3/24, there's been no significant change. Period. The paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Kathy with a K, Sneed. This goes to Dr. Strickland. On 4/17/24, Mrs. Sneed performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired without significant airways obstruction period, although the air velocity index was less than 1 comma, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 10/24/23. There's been no significant change period. In paragraph impression, moderate restriction without significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Patricia Reed. This goes to the Goshen Medical Center. On 4/17/24, Mrs. Reed performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 10/3/23. There's been no significant change. Period. In paragraph impression, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Linda Storey, S-T-O-R-I-E. On 4/17/24, Mrs. Storey performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of the patient's forced vital capacity without significant change in flow rates period compared to a prior study data 130-24. There's an improvement in the forced vital capacity, which is effort dependent. Otherwise, no significant change. Period in a paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Michael Smith. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 4/17/24, Mr. Smith performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. And there's a minimal impairment of flow rates with normalization of airflow after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 1/10/24, there's been no significant change. Period, new paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction, showing no significant change, period. Thank you.